right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another board game briefing with Boardroom Gamer. I'm Jeff Anderson, and today I just want to take a look at living card games, not anyone in particular, but just talk about the genre. So a living card game, as published by Fantasy Flight Games, it's a card game where the base set starts you on a story path, and each month, a new card pack will come out and evolve the story. Each card pack, sometimes they're called a chapter pack, or a dynasty pack for Legend of Five Rings. I don't know what the names of the other scenario packs for Lord of the Rings, the card game. Each card pack is static, means that there is no random cards. Each comes with a fixed amount and a fixed set of cards in which you use to alter your deck to fit the new narrative and complete the newer missions. There's a lot of different themes which have been made into living card games, and some of the older themes are Lord of the Rings, which is one of the most popular, Star Wars, Arkham Horror, and then, of course, Android Netrunner and Warhammer Invasion. Those are a couple of my personal favorites that I miss most dearly. A Game of Thrones was also really fun with three or four people, and some of the newcomers, Legend of Five Rings, and now Marvel Champions. I think the living card games are an incredible value, as you can build so many different ways to defeat the various challenges or missions that the games throw your way. One of the interesting things about the LCGs, short for living card games, is you can play most of them in solo mode, but if solitaire is not your thing, there's enough cards with the core set and the first couple of expansions or chapter packs that you can play with a friend. If you're looking for something new to try, and card games don't necessarily scare you off, I would highly recommend picking up a living card game and give it a shot. One of the other benefits to this, like mentioned before, is the chapter packs and the starter packs are all-inclusive, meaning you don't have to buy a bunch of booster packs and get doubles or triples of cards that you already have. They already come with all the cards that you need to build all the decks. Plus, the decks that you build only can contain, like a lot of times, three copies of any one card. And these things already come with the full amount of copies. It's a super value if you like card games and if you like one of the genres, as mentioned before. Thanks for listening to this edition of Board Game Briefing. I'm Jeff Anderson with Boardroom Gamer, and this has been Living Card Games.